as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Call it what it is, take one.
Aren't we lucky to have Ben Harper as a guest on today's live session here at Midori House? Mr. Harper is set to release his 13th album in April with the backing band he's been thicker than thieves with since 1993, The Innocent Criminals. Harper's been the cool, considered soundtrack of choice to the many trends and genres of pop music for 25 years, while he himself has kind of defied definition, jumping across genres from soul, blues, folk, jazz, and a bit of rock and roll. Why not? That upcoming LP is titled Call It What It Is, and it means business. It's a lovelorn record, there's blood on these tracks. There's also righteous indignation. In the US, civil rights seems like a battle still being waged, Harper might well be saying. So, here we go, Ben Harper.
They shot him in the back, so it's a crime to be black. And don't act surprised. It gets vandalized. You got to call it what it is, call it what it is, call it what it is. Murder. There's good cops, bad cops, white cops, black cops. I got to call it what it is, call it what it is, call it what it is. Murder, 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 murder. Trayvon Martin, Ezell Ford, Michael Brown, and so many, many more. Got to call it what it is, call it what it is, call it what it is. Murder. Government ain't easy. Policing ain't easy. Hard times made easy. Oppression ain't easy. Racism ain't easy. Fear, it ain't easy. Suffering ain't easy, but got to call it what it is, call it what it is, call it what it is. Murder. Gun control, mind control, self-control. We dug ourselves a hole. Call it what it is, what it is, what it is. Murder. I got to call it what it is, call it what it is, call it what it is. Murder, murder. Call it what it is, call it what it is, call it what it is.
Ben, thank you so much for a fantastic session. You put us all in a different place.
Thanks for having me on.
Is that the idea? I mean, this is all very, you know, the way that you played it for us today was all very close to the mic. It's confessional. It's powerful stuff. Is this how are we listening to it? How it starts off before you sell the idea to the band, before you get in the studio? Have we got a little sneak peek into your process?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Always writing on guitar and it feels like you're very much in your own world, almost constructing these songs as you go along.
No, there is some of that for sure, and it's every time I play it on my own, it's quite different. And I do compose on guitar and piano.
Yeah. And we'll maybe take a little trip into your guitar collection. Okay. Some of them have come over on the plane to the UK this week. But tell us about the guitar you used for the title track of Call It What It Is. Now that, you've used a famous violin name for it, but talk us through that.
There were a Stradivarius of lap steel guitars, what I was playing this morning is it.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful thing. It looks like it has a storied history behind it.
It does.
In your band or in history?
Both, in that it's almost 100 years old now.
Yeah.
And once something hits that centennial mark, it's made its place in history, if anyone's still talking about it, I suppose.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I mean, it should have it sort of knocked out some grandchildren, some great-grandchildren
now,
right?
And it has, and it certainly has. There's offspring of the Weisenborn 4 days now.
Okay, so it's a Weisenborn.
It's called a Weisenborn.
That's what we're talking about.
Exactly. That one I reeled in from a vintage dealer about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yeah.
They're usually hollow neck instruments from the machine heads at the top to the bottom base of the instrument. It's all a hollow resonance chamber. This one is a bit of an anomaly, even within the family of Weisenborns, in that it's half hollow neck, half solid neck, and he only made, I'd say, under 50 of those.
Yeah, it's such a handsome piece of kit. Do you compose on that, or do you just use
that
to play?
I compose a lot on the song I'm playing today is composed on that instrument.
Okay, and let's talk about Call It What It Is. It's the new record. It's also, I'm so glad you played the title
Thank
track
you.
From it. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, as an album, you're mixing political and personal, as you have done many times in the past. This one feels close to the bone. It feels like a classic already. I'm guessing you came to the lyrics with that one before you came to the tune.
They hit me at the same time.
Right?
When I got that, I wrote it from the title, Call It What It Is, and it came accompanied with a melody in my head for whatever reason, like many of them do.
Yeah.
And so it came out in one sitting.
Okay. That's not a bad sitting then.
No.
I wish what happens all, at the end
I,
of that?
That's funny you'd ask that, because that's my favorite question. Like, what did Paul McCartney do after he wrote Yesterday?
Yeah.
Did he go get a burger or fish and chips?
Yeah.
You wonder.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Now I'm,
but you can
I'm,
tell
now
us.
I'm unconsciously comparing myself like a jackass to Paul McCartney. So let's work backwards. I'm not doing that. I want to just go on record. I'm not doing that. For those who hate me, I'm not. And for those who even kind of appreciate that's not what I was doing. But that's a question I always ask. And I just got asked my favorite question. So it's cool. Goodbye to you. Take two. 1, 2, 3. Up feeling like I've aged a year, 'cause I go to sleep in fear of the dawn. Head full of dreams unclear, make the day seem twice as long. I don't know how to say goodbye to you. I don't know how say goodbye to you. Maybe tomorrow I can start anew. I don't know how to say goodbye to you. Pass by where we used to go, where I now go alone. Everything we had to brave, I'm left to face on my own. I don't know how to say goodbye to you. I don't know how to say goodbye to you. After all we've been through, I don't know how
how to say goodbye to you.
And as I said, on this record, Tell It Like It Is, there seems like there's very personal songs on there and political ones. Maybe those two things are the same as well. Does that depend on what side you get out of the songwriting bed that morning in terms of the lyrics you want to lay down, the things you want to write to the tunes you've got in your head?
As much as it's a part of what side of the bed you get up on, I also think it's a part of the experience of every day.
Yeah.
You know, what conversations you have, what you read, you know, what you can do to tap into your unconscious in a way that breeds creativity.
Mm. I mean, yeah, it's a riveting LP to listen to because of the themes, because of the songs, because of the band. Your band are always so strong, such a great band to
listen
to. Thank
you. Back with the Innocent Criminals, which is a pure, pure joy.
Now, that's a band that I think, presumably, people must have, there must be a bidding war to steal that band off you, such as their vibiness, their groove.
Consistently, yeah.
Don't let anyone, don't just pick up the phone, you know, when anyone comes ringing.
I have to give them out. I can't give them any reason to go anyplace else, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and how does that work when you present, you know, a new suite of songs, and they, what's that moment like when you, do you play them, or do they filter into the ether when you're just jamming together? How does that relationship work with you and the band?
I like to bring one in that I know is going to stick.
Right, yeah.
And then I like to kind of go off in a corner and play another one and just see if people start responding to it.
Okay, so people are huddled in a corner, and you're inviting them to come out and join the throng with this, presenting the tracks to them. Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's a fishing expedition.
Okay.
You know, you throw out throw one out, which is the bait. Everybody, you know that one that everyone's going to jump on.
Yeah.
And then after that, you kind of just quietly go in a corner, and people are always walking in and out of the recording room, and then they hear it and they grab an instrument, and then someone else, pretty soon you're making a move and no one has to say anything. You don't have to talk, thank goodness.
Okay, it just becomes a kind of familial thing.
Yeah, because talking just ruins all of it, right?
You know, well, I'm sorry you have to do this part of it.
No, not even this. Talking while making music.
Yeah.
This is great.
I don't know how to say goodbye to you. I just don't know how.
Deeper and deeper, take one. One, two, three, four.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House, and today's guest was the brilliant Ben Harper. His upcoming album, Call It What It is released on the 8th of April by Concord Music Group and is available to pre-order right now. Ben is touring the world this year, so wherever you are, be sure to get your hands on that hot ticket. Head to benharper.com for live dates. This show was produced by Holly Fisher and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week when we'll be entertained by Pete Yule. But for the time being, I've been Robert Pound. And thanks a lot for tuning in.
Deeper and deeper until I drown. Heart going under without a sound. I try to run, but you hold me down. Got me deeper and deeper until I drown. Longing is a ghost when the one you love the most no longer has you on their mind, on their mind. Deeper and deeper until I heart going under without a sound. I try to run, but you hold me down. Got me deeper and deeper until I drown. Hella hot water, then you hold on tight. And if you're not mine, I will wait all night, all night. Deeper and deeper until I drown. Deeper and deeper until I drown. heart going under without a sound. I try to run, but you hold me down. Got me deeper and deeper until I drown. The branches are black and the tree stands bare. Haunted by the bloom that's no longer there. Clinging to the ground, clinging to the ground. To grow another ring of. Deeper until I drown. So hard going under without a sound. I try to run, but you hold me down. You got me deeper and deeper until I drown.